好，接下来是 Pastor Holman 正道时间。
OK，
我来翻译。
OK, you have. So grace and peace to you and God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿主耶稣的恩典临到每一位。
So when I was a kid in school, we used to have an exercise called show and tell.
当我还是学校的小学生的时候，我们有一个 一个工作叫做显现与述说。
You would show something in class and then tell about why it was important. And in our gospel reading from John, Jesus shows and tells us what is important.
那个工作就是学生带一份资料到学校，你述说显现你都带的东西，而要述说它的重要性。我们所读的约翰福音，也就是说要述说耶稣基督，来显现耶稣基督给我们。
So our gospel reading today is from John chapter 1. And in the beginning of the gospel, Jesus appears as a true light who shows the way, the truth, and the life.
在约翰福音里面，第一章说明了耶稣基督是真光来到我们当中，他是道路、真理、生命。
We're also in the season of the church called the Epiphany, and Epiphany means revealing or to show. And the season of Epiphany begins with the wise men being shown the baby Jesus by the way of the star. And in our gospel reading today, Jesus shows and tells what is most important in the life of following God.
在约翰福音里面提到了耶稣基督的显现 Epiphany。显现的意思就是说显出来并且述说，这个显现的意思 Epiphany 是开始于耶稣基督在马槽里显现，有三个 wise men， 三个智慧的东方博士来到我们当中显现耶稣基督。
In our gospel reading today, Jesus sees Nathanael under a fig tree. And in the time of Jesus, rabbis or religious leaders would often sit under fig trees. Nathanael is a seeker and he begins to follow Jesus. And when Nathanael hears that Jesus saw him under the fig tree, Nathanael says to Jesus, Rabbi or teacher, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel.
在福音书里面，约翰福音，当耶稣看见拿但业在一个无花果树底下，在那个时候，在当时候，Rabbi 就是拉比，翻译出来就是老师的意思。通常老师是坐在无花果树底下教导圣经，拿但业就是寻求真理的人，他开始跟随耶稣基督。
Jesus then says to Nathanael, because I said I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe you will see greater things than these? And then Jesus says, truly, truly, or meaning very, very, or listen up, you will see heaven opened and angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
耶稣对拿但业说，只因为我说，我对你说，我看见你在无花果树底下，你就信了吗？你将会看到比这更大的事情。耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，有神的使者上去下来在人子的身上。
Jesus' statement about seeing heaven opened and angels going up and down is reminiscent of the Old Testament, Jacob's dream or Jacob's ladder. In Genesis, we hear that Jacob, whose name Israel, slept and there was a ladder in his dream that was set up on earth all the way to heaven, Tien. To look at the ladder was to see angels from God and going to God, ascending and descending on it.
耶稣的陈述有关于天开了这件事情，让我们想起来 在旧约圣经里面提到了雅各的天梯，在创世纪里我们听说过雅各睡着了，他梦里面看到有一个梯子从天上降下来，有神的使者上去下来，看见这个天梯就看见了神的使者上去下来。
So Jacob saw a ladder all the way to heaven. Jesus sees Nathanael under a fig tree. Jesus shows Nathanael a ladder to heaven. And remember, the fig tree was a sign of being a rabbi, and rabbis teach the scriptures, the Old Testament, and the Old Testament scriptures show a ladder, Jacob's dream. And now Jesus in the New Testament shows Nathanael, his disciple, a ladder to heaven.
这里有一个明显的对比。耶稣看见拿但业在无花果树底下，耶稣就向拿但业显现陈述那个天梯。我们记得在旧约圣经里面关于雅各的天梯也是同样的情况，现在耶稣基督在新约圣经里面告诉了显现了给拿但业看到那个天梯。
All scripture shows and points to Jesus, the ladder to heaven. Jesus is God's Son sent from heaven to earth. 2 Corinthians 5:18 in the New Testament says, God has done it all. He has sent Christ to make peace between himself and us. He has given us the work of making peace between himself and others. And the cross is that ladder by which we are made at peace with heaven, at peace with God, at peace with others.
圣经显出来一个重要要点，就是耶稣基督他自己就是那个天梯。耶稣是神的儿子，从天上降到世间。哥林多前书、哥林多后书5:18这么说，神完成了所有，他差遣了耶稣基督，成就了和平，在耶稣基督和上帝之间，以及耶稣基督和所有的众人之间显出了和平。耶稣基督让这个和平的工作在他自己耶稣基督当中和众人之间显出了和平。这个耶稣基督的十字架就是那个天梯，和平的天梯。
In the Gospel of John, eventually the world will see Jesus lifted up on the cross. The cross becomes life-giving, a ladder to heaven, to God. By the cross of Christ, we are forgiven of our sin. We're made at peace with God. By the cross of Christ, we receive the power of God to make peace with others.
在约翰福音里面，这个整个世界看到了耶稣基督被钉上十字架，这个十字架就成了我们活水的泉源，生命的泉源，以及那个天梯直达上帝那里。在借着十字架，我们的罪被赦免了，我们和神之间重新有了和平。借着十字架，我们得到了神的大能，以至于有和平，和神之间有了和平，重新和好。
So Jesus shows us his peace and wholeness with God by dying on the cross. Jesus tells about our reconciliation with God and power to be at peace to others through his word. That word of God is the living word of Jesus. This living word tells us that Jesus does for us and for the world.
耶稣基督告诉了我们，和平和完全以及与神同在，借着耶稣基督死在十字架上。耶稣基督告诉我们，与神以及他的大能之间和好，是要借着耶稣基督在十字架上的牺牲，他来带来了和平，借着神的话语带来了和平。神的话语就是耶稣基督的活生生的 话语。他也是全世界的耶稣基督。
So we show Jesus in our lives when we make peace with others, and we tell of Jesus in our lives when we make peace with others. Show and tell peace with Jesus.
让我们显现耶稣基督在我们生活当中，就是说我们与其他的大众有了和平。我们当我们述说耶稣基督在我们生命当中，我们就是与其他众人有了和平。就是说我们今天的主题经文，显现与述说和平与耶稣基督。
The first step on the path to peace with Jesus is to see peace in Jesus. Jesus is that ladder to heaven, as the Bible says, the way of forgiveness and wholeness.
我们第一步，首先，我们要与耶稣基督之间有了和平，那就是通往和平的道路，就是耶稣基督。耶稣基督就是通往天堂的那个天梯，他带来给我们赦罪以及完全。
So have you ever tried to reach a high place without a ladder? I was recently in a used bookstore. I'm short. I wanted a book that was way up top. I could see the book, but I couldn't reach it because I'm too short. I needed to use a ladder. But you know what? It was so high up and the ladder was there and I was afraid if I went on the ladder, I would fall. I got someone else there at the bookstore to climb up the ladder and get me the book that I wanted.
你们各位有没有一个经验，想要借着一个没有一个梯子而想要到某一个高的地方去？我就有一个这个经验。过去的最近，我到一个bookstore 一个书店里面去，想要拿一本书，很高的地方拿一本书，所以我必须用一个梯子。但是呢，我想一想，那个梯子要爬到很高，我怕我摔下来，所以我告诉书店的人员帮我做件事情，爬上梯子拿书给我。
So the same is true for our lives as Christians. When we look at peace with someone we're not at peace with,It's kind of like seeing a book way up there. Or when we see heaven so far off from our mediocre good works or our troubles. Or when we try and understand the Bible and its mysteries, it's like trying to climb a very high ladder. We might fall. We might hurt ourselves trying to make things right. We need someone else to climb up that ladder in life and in death for us.
同样的情况，我们谈一谈耶稣基督在我们的生命当中是怎么样的。当我们想要与耶稣基督和好的时候，当我们看到天堂距离我们是多么的遥远，我们自己的生命是怎么样，我们并不怎么样，我们以为我们做了好的工作。 No, 我们做的工作是 mediocre, 是一个普普通通的工作。 Even 我们试着去了解圣经和圣经里面所说的奥秘，好像我们要借着很高的梯子去达到神的奥秘，神的话语，我们也许会摔下来，会伤到我们自己。但是我们需要一些人，需要一些像书店的那个人，要爬上天梯为我们取下那个话语，那本书。
So Jesus climbs the ladder of the cross.Climbs from death to new and eternal life through the cross, through rising from the dead. Jesus climbs the ladder to heaven to give us the book of eternal life, the Bible, God's word. And in God's word, heaven is open to us. It's given to our souls in peace.
谁爬上那个天梯呢？爬上那个梯子为我们取下来。耶稣基督他自己爬上了梯子。他从死亡到达了永生，经过十字架。耶稣基督从死里复活，耶稣爬到那个梯子，到了天堂，为我们取了那永生的书，就是圣经，神的话语。在神的话语里面， 天堂为我们打开，而且给我们赐我们和平在我们的灵魂当中。
Jesus climbs Jacob's ladder. Jesus climbs the ladder of eternal life to descend and come down this same ladder to us, to meet us, to give us eternal life. All that we would climb down, meaning be humble, at peace with ourselves and with others, at the same level with others where they are at, all to show and tell them Jesus in us and through us.
当耶稣基督爬上了雅各的天梯的时候，耶稣基督其实就是爬上了，就是登上了那永生的天梯，上去下来，使用同样的天梯给我们永远的生命。我们所要做的就是爬下来，要从天梯上下来，带着谦卑的心与世人与神有了和平。而且当我们有了和平之后，我们就等于是显现了并述说耶稣基督在我们的生命当中。
Just like in school long ago that I remember show and tell, you know, the Bible shows us the cross of Jesus, how he is the way, the truth, and the life. The Bible tells us about Jesus and his cross, how his cross makes peace with us and peace with one another. All that we would tell of the peace in Jesus. And that's the invitation Jesus gives in our gospel reading today in his word, to come and see the peace he inspires.
就如同我刚才提过的，当我在小学生在学校里面的时候，那个作业 show and tell 就是带来而且述说，显现与述说，圣经告诉我们耶稣的十字架，耶稣基督是如何的，是一个道路、真理、生命。圣经告诉我们有关耶稣基督及他的十字架，这个十字架如何的让我们与神重新和好，有了和平，并且我们能够重新和好，与众人有和平。所有所述说的就关于耶稣基督所带来的和平，这就是耶稣基督的邀请，邀请我们阅读圣经的话语。用耶稣基督自己的话说，他对拿单言说 Come and see, 来看，这个和平激发了你们，激发了所有的人。阿们，阿们。